Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg took questions from nearly half the U.S. Senate at a hearing today. The CEO admits Facebook didn't do enough to protect users' privacy or prevent foreign interference in elections. He says he accepts responsibility and even welcomes the possibility of new federal regulation. But when it was Senator Dan Sullivan's turn to ask a question, Zuckerberg wasn't all that compliant. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Senator Sullivan's up next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Zuckerberg.
Sullivan opened with a question honoring the success of Facebook.
Quite a story, right? Dorm room to the global behemoth that you guys are. Only in America. Would you agree with that?
No, Zuckerberg did not agree.
Well, Senator, there are some very strong Chinese internet companies.
Right, but you're supposed to answer yes to this question. Okay, come on, I'm trying to help you, right? I mean, give me a break. You're in front of a bunch of... The answer is yes, okay? So thank you.
It was a light moment in a long hearing. But Sullivan went on to make a point about the dangers of regulation. Zuckerberg made clear he and the Alaska senator don't see it the same.
I'm not the type of person who thinks that all regulation is bad. So I think the internet is becoming increasingly important in people's lives, and I think we need to have a full conversation about what is the right regulation, not whether it should be or shouldn't be.
Zuckerberg may sound altruistic there, like he just wants what's best for society. But Sullivan questions whether Facebook would use its political power to push for regulations that cement its lead on competitors.
One of my biggest concerns about what you guys are doing is that the next Facebook, which we all want, the guy in the dorm room, we all want that to start it, that you are becoming so dominant that we're not able to have that next Facebook.
Zuckerberg says shutting out the little guy wouldn't be his approach to regulation, though he calls the concern valid. Sullivan only had a few minutes, but his name also came up when Democratic Senator Chris Coons asked Zuckerberg about malicious or phony Facebook pages. Just that morning, the Delaware senator said he found out someone had made a fake Facebook page for him. So Coons went online and found it.
And there's my picture with Senator Dan Sullivan's family. Same schools I went to, but a whole lot of Russian friends. Dan Sullivan's got a very attractive family, by the way.
No one disagreed. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.